This is a TOF Radio podcast.
In this podcast, we talk about the best time to inseminate your cow. Timely service of a cow on heat determines the success of conception and ensures that a cow's calving cycle is attained, which is good for the productivity of dairy cows. There is a challenge though, as farmers tend to serve their dairy cows either too early or too late, which results in failed conception. This can be avoided if farmers are well informed on the telltale signs that a dairy cow shows when she is in need of service. The calving interval of a cow is divided into two periods. The calving conception period, this is the period when the cow is to be served, and the conception calving period, this is when the cow is pregnant. So, a dairy farmer should pay much attention to the cow during the calving and conception period. The farmer should ensure that he or she serves the cow at the right time to increase the chances of the cow conceiving. The cow should be properly fed with a balanced diet of carbohydrates, proteins, and minerals. It is important to point out that a poorly fed dairy cow cannot come on heat at the expected time because its body may not be in good condition for conception. At the same time, diseases associated with the animal's reproductive system may also interfere with conception. A farmer may also fail to notice heat signs in a dairy cow, which results in failure when the cow is served either too early or too late. So, here are some useful hints that a farmer should observe in order to reduce conception failure. Let's start with the signs of an animal on heat. The time during which a cow is on heat can be divided into three phases: the early heat, the standing heat, and the after heat. During each of these phases, the cow shows specific signs that a farmer should know and look out for. Let's start with signs of the first stage, that is, the early heat. An animal on early heat tends to sniff other animals. It is also sniffed by other animals. It tends to mount other animals, but walks away when mounted. The cow is usually restless and keeps on looking around while making noise. Its vulva, that is, the lips of the vaginal opening, is slightly swollen, moist, and reddish. When the animal shows these first heat signs, the farmer is advised not to inseminate the cow at this stage. Next is the second stage, that is the standing heat. A cow is said to have standing heat when it has shown the signs already mentioned in the first stage and stands when mounted by other cows. At this stage, the vulva is swollen and the color is deep red, and there is a flow of clear mucus. At this stage also, the cow forgets to eat, and its milk production therefore goes down. Also, the cow's tail is bent away from the vulva. The animal then should be inseminated when it shows the signs of standing heat. The third and last stage is called the after heat. At this stage, the cow continues sniffing other animals and is also sniffed at. However, it refuses to stand when being mounted. Clear mucus is evident from the vulva. All heat symptoms cool down rather suddenly. At this stage, it is late to serve the animal, and this may lead to failed conception. A farmer has to remain alert and observe their cows closely to notice any heat signs. Observing cows during morning milking and also in the evening can help a farmer to detect heat. A farmer who keeps good records of his or her animals can also predict when the animal is about to come on heat, and this can help to serve the animal at the right time. If the animal bleeds from the vulva 2 days after the end of the heat period, then it will come on heat in the next 17 to 25 days. Now, the best time to serve a cow is between 45 to 90 days after calving. Any insemination done before 45 days after calving gives a lower chance of pregnancy because the cow's body has not yet fully recovered from calving down. On the other hand, any insemination given beyond 90 days after calving results in birth intervals of over 1 year. So it's important to select the best time, which is between 45 and 90 days after calving, to serve your animal. Always keep that in mind. And lastly, let us look at some important tips for farmers and artificial insemination service providers. 1. If a cow shows heat signs in the morning, let it be served in the evening. If it shows signs of heat in the evening, then let it be served the next morning. This is called the AM-PM rule. 2. Always maintain records of each animal. Records like the date of birth, the name of the bull used to serve the cow, and the date at age of service, the number of services the cow has been given, and calving intervals, and so on. 3. Avoid using village bulls to serve your cows in order to stop the transmission of venereal diseases. Also, separate the bull from cows to avoid things such as inbreeding. 4. Do not throw away the empty semen straw after use. Preserve it for future reference as a way of record keeping and also to avoid things like inbreeding. 5. For artificial insemination service providers, always keep your nitrogen cylinder tightly closed to stop the liquid nitrogen from escaping. This is because a dry cylinder will make semen unviable. 6. Load the insemination gun correctly to avoid losing the semen. 7. Use one semen straw per cow. This is important because some inseminators have been found to use one straw for two different cows to save on the semen. This is illegal and leads to failed conception. And lastly, farmers should insist to be given the straw that has been used to serve their cow. The straw has the name of the bull used and its code, and this can help the farmer in record keeping. That marks the end of our podcast on the best time to inseminate your cow. For further information on this topic, you can write an email to The Organic Farmer through the address admin@theorganicfarmer.org. If you're interested in listening to other podcasts on other farming topics, you can use the same email address to let us know the topic that you would like to listen to. All the best in your farming as you look forward to the next TOF podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Organic Farmer.